I'm going to ask Councilwoman Natalie Meeks to lead us tonight in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Ready to begin.
Okay, I'm going to take the agenda slightly out of order, and we're going to start with our general counsel's update, please.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and can we get that loaded up? I have a short presentation. Okay, so we get loaded up and we'll have a couple closed sessions, so we'll need to stop my general counsel's report and continue it at the end there. Okay, so I just wanted to provide the board a brief. I've provided the board some two memoranda covering these two pieces of legislation, but I was asked if I could just do a condensed version, just like, what do you really have to know? So that's what this is. So I'm going to go quick. Two pieces of legislation that just passed, both of which will affect OCWD. The first is SB 707, one of the biggest amendments to the Brown Act in quite some time. A bigger deal probably for cities, not probably. It is a bigger deal for cities, and but it also matters a lot for OCWD because, but the things that have changed for OCWD are, I think most directors would probably consider it be helpful, more flexibility. So it's only good till 2030, although I suspect it'll get extended again then. And it's authority for OCWD directors to participate remotely in board committee meetings for just cause. And we've had that before. Now, most of the time around here, you folks get your location to Christina and she puts on the agenda. That hasn't changed. You can still do that. And in fact, I'd recommend you still do that. If you can, right? If you know where you're going to be and you can put it on the agenda, that's traditional teleconferencing the way things were before COVID. But now there's some additional flexibility. Say, for example, your situation changes, you're sick, your kids are sick. So that's what's called just cause. Before there was like two different classifications, emergency circumstances required a board vote, just cause didn't. Well, anyway, they got rid of some of that. And so now they SB 707 broadened the areas or the reasons you can use a just cause excuse for participating remotely without it being on the agenda beforehand. So for OCWD, based on the criteria in the statute, you'll be allowed to use just cause 5 times per year for board meetings and then twice per year for each OCWD standing committee. And for ad hoc committees, you don't need an excuse. They're not open to the public anyway. And people can ask questions as they go if you want to. Anyway, so just cause as defined, and they've expanded the definition of just cause, includes caregiving of a child or others. So if you have to take care of somebody and it requires you to be at a remote location and you didn't have time to get on the agenda beforehand, that's okay. Contagious illness, that makes sense. That's kind of the COVID idea. If you don't want to be there in person. Related to a physical mental condition of the director that isn't a disability. By the way, one of the things that also changed in this legislation is if you have a certified disability, you're actually allowed to, you don't have a limit on the number of times you can just participate remotely if your disability doesn't allow you to be there in person. So that actually is one change, but it needs to be a disability as defined by the statute. And helpfully, there's like three different definitions provided. So I'm not going to get into that. If you have any questions, let me know. Absence while on official travel. So it doesn't just have to be for OCWD. It could be for if you're a city council person, if you are on official travel of that other agency, that would be sufficient as well. Say you were in Saudi Arabia, for example, that would be a reason for doing it. Absence associated with an immunocompromised child. So again, if you have someone that you're worried that if you went to a board meeting, you could bring back an illness and that person could become sick. That would be another reason for just cause. Absence associated with physical, family, and medical emergency. And then finally, this is a new one, absence associated with military service. Next slide, please. All right, there we go. Okay, other notable requirements, executive compensation. So right now for the chief executive of the agency, the adjustments to salary have to be announced in open session. That is broadened to other categories of people, including department heads and assistant executive officers, assistant executive or general managers. So new people who'd have to have announcement in open session. A little bit weird because sometimes your department heads don't work directly for the board. So we're gonna have to figure out how that works. It's a little incongruous, but we'll figure it out. Clarification of social media obligations for directors. Namely, what you have to take out of that is don't hit like on anybody else's social media posts. You're not supposed to do that. You can post, you can get into it with a constituent on social media. You can, although it might become a public record. But you're not supposed to go back and forth because that can cause a serial meeting. And then, okay, so then here's the part that do not include OCWD. The California Special Districts Association pulled some rabbits out of hats and were able to largely exclude special districts, even large ones. So the only special districts that are included are really, really large ones that would have over 400 million in revenue and or take up the entire size of the county. So there's not very many special districts that are included. Metropolitan probably would be. But for cities, all the cities in Orange County are going to have to meet these new requirements. They take effect on July 1st, so there's 6 months to figure out how to. The law itself takes a SB 707 takes effect on January 1st, but the kind of the burdensome parts don't take effect until July 1st. In the meantime, those who are subject to the new requirements, namely cities and counties, they're going to have to. Come up with policies to accomplish two-way teleconferencing. What happens in the event of disruption? If you lose connectivity, how are you going to do it? So those have to be developed before July 1st. And the two biggies are the two at the bottom. Although I'm told with AI that it might not be as bad as I originally thought. A requirement to assist in language translation services at meetings. How that gets done without interrupting the meeting. That's one of the ways the policies will have to address it. And also a requirement to translate certain agendas into certain foreign languages if there's a certain percentage of the population who does not speak English well. So that's something cities are going to be struggling with, particularly smaller cities who might not have as many resources. So those are going to be, the League of Cities was unhappy about those to the end, and ultimately it passed anyway. But those may be a challenge. Next slide, please. All right, moving on to the other big piece of legislation that kind of affects the way we do business. And this is not a big issue. It's just giving an additional training requirement in addition to the ethics, which is AB 1234, and harassment training that directors are already required to accomplish. So basically, this legislation requires 2 hours of fiscal and financial training for OCWD directors, OCWD executives and department heads, and OCWD staff involved in procurement. Number three is more discretionary, and we'll have to figure that out. We'll probably get some additional guidance from the state as to who they think needs to be in these. But number one and two are definite, or you have to do it. The training has not been developed yet. The state's working on it, but it's supposed to deal with budgeting, fiscal management. We shall see how it ultimately turns out, but it's basically, and I'm not sure what the catalyst was, but I believe it has to do with some of the things that came out of the city of Bell and some of those scandals that are at this point are a few years old. So has to be accomplished by January 9th. So you got some time to get it done. Right now, there's no training to be had yet. So if you're asking for training before the next couple of months, it won't be available. But what's weird is that for directors and staff that start after January 1st, if you're just starting, you have to complete it within 6 months. So presumably, we'll have some templates from the state within 6 months because that's when, if you have people who just started at the beginning of the year. As I said, it's an addition to the existing training required, and it can be done in person or online. And with that, happy to answer any questions, but that's my presentation.
Are there any questions? And also, we could come back to this item at the end of the agenda if anybody wants to ponder that. So why don't we do that? So next up, I'm going to ask the clerk to call the roll.
Roll call, Director Amezcua.
Present.
Director Bilodeau.
Present.
Director Green.
Here.
Director Jung.
Director Jung is present.
Director Meeks.
Here.
Director Nguyen.
Here.
Director Sheldon.
Here.
Director Tran.
Here.
Director Wigand. Director Yeo?
Here.
You do have a quorum with all 10 directors present.
Great. Item number one, I think I'll turn over to the general manager.
Thank you, Mr. President. Yeah, we have some service awards tonight. The first, we have three service awards for three board members. And what I'd like to do is have some pictures that'll come up here. It's Director Green, Director Sheldon, and Director Bilodeau. And I'm going to give a quick summary of each of your histories, and then we have a little award over here. So I'm going to start with Director Kathy Green. Director Green was first elected to the Water District Board of Directors in November 2010. She was reelected in 2012, 2016, 2020, and 2024. She has served as president in 2015, 2016, 2023, and 2024. She previously served as first vice president in 2013, 2014, and in 2020, 2022. Prior to Director Green's service on the Water District Board, she was elected to two consecutive terms on the Huntington Beach City Council, where she served as mayor. Director Green has been involved as a council liaison and committee member on many city boards, commissions, and committees. She served on the OCTA board and was a director of OC Clean Tech. Director Green was elected president of the Association of California Water Agencies for the 2024-2025 term after serving as vice president. Since joining AQUA in 2012, she has served on the executive committee and has been a member of the AQUA board and Region 10 board. She has also served on the water quality, energy, and state legislative committees. Director Green serves on the boards of Cal Optima, Huntington Beach Hospital, and the Huntington Valley Boys and Girls Club. She also serves on the Bolsa Chica Conservancy Advisory Board and is a founding member of Amigos de Bolsa Chica. She is a registered nurse and holds a law degree. In recognition of her 15 years on the OCWD Board of Directors, the district presents a commemorative pin as a token of appreciation of her dedication and service. Thank you, Director Green. Next is Director Sheldon, John, with 20 years John, of service.
You can just say it's in the packet.
Okay. It's in a packet. Thank you for your 20 years.
I'll take the 30-second version.
Thank you. Go ahead, yes.
And for Director Bilodeau, it's 25 years service award. Director Bilodeau was first elected to serve on the Water District Board of Directors in November 2000. He was reelected to six consecutive terms. He is currently serving as board president and has served in this position in 2002 through 2004 and from 2017 and 2018. He has previously served as vice president in 2015 and 2016 and 2023 and 2024.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Now on to the important people. Next, we're going to do the recognition of employees for 20 and 30 years of service.
I will take that.
Okay.
So we have 11 employees for their 20 and 30 years of service. We thank them for their commitment and loyalty to the district's efforts to provide high quality groundwater to Orange County. We are presenting awards to the following employees who are in attendance for this evening's meeting. And we actually have 10 people getting a 20-year service award. So what that means is that we did very well in our draft of 2005. So As I start, I'm going to call the person's name and ask them to stand up. And my first name on the list is Darla Cirillo. Darla was hired as an admin support specialist in August of 2005. In 2013, she was promoted to senior admin support specialist, and her responsibilities include preparing all professional service agreement requests for the engineering, natural resources, and planning departments. She is responsible for formatting technical and administrative reports to meet the district standards for engineering, planning, and natural resources. She coordinates and manages executive directors Lisa Haney and Chris Olson's calendars, setting up meetings, polls on their behalf, coordinating with outside agencies on availability, and being aware of high priority projects. She has and continues to provide grant and loan application assistance to engineering staff. And she has served as a backup to the executive assistant to the GM the last 20 years. Thank you, Darla, for your 20 years.
Thank you. It's an honor and a privilege to be a member of the OCWD family.
After I walk through the employees, we'll have the board come over and we'll take the 10 different pictures, one with each employee. Okay, next is Pete Doplito, and Pete was unable to attend, is that correct?
Yeah,
let's see Pete. So I'll mention Pete's history here. He has served as scheduler planner with GWRS from December 2005 through February 2017. In February 2017, he transitioned to field headquarters, where he continues to serve as the planner scheduler for the field headquarters operations. Throughout his tenure, Pete has been instrumental in the development, enhancement, and ongoing operation of our computerized maintenance management system, known as Maximo. During his time at Fountain Valley, Pete made significant contributions that have had a lasting positive impact. At field headquarters, his work has been equally influential, streamlining warehouse operations and improving Maximo workflows across the group. Pete's deep knowledge of CMMS and database management has been invaluable to the organization, ensuring efficient and accurate workflows across both locations. His strong work ethic is evident in the broad scope of responsibilities he manages daily, including obtaining vendor quotes and proposals, preparing recs, initiating work orders in Maximo, following up on failure codes, issuing parts from the warehouse, and maintaining accurate inventory levels. In addition, Pete excels at managing and tracking recurring maintenance agreements with vendors. Overall, Pete's technical expertise, attention to detail, and dedication to continuous improvement make him a highly valued member of the team. Thank you, Pete.
David Michael.
Sorry, David. Okay, David Field initially worked as an intern for the district in the hydrogeology department from 1999 to 2001. After graduating from college and finishing his internship, David worked in private consulting for approximately 4 years, primarily installing monitoring and production wells. Then in 2005, David returned to the district as a staff hydrogeologist after becoming a California registered professional geologist in 2021. David was promoted to senior hydrogeologist. While with the district, David has managed and provided oversight of the drilling and construction of 137 wells, including monitoring, injection, and extraction wells. David is considered an expert in well drilling and construction. He has served on the California Department of Resources Well Standards Technical Advisory Committee. David has been selected as Employee of the Month and Quarter 3 times, and was the 2024 Employee of the Year. Congratulations, David. Next to my right, Christina Fuller. Christina held several positions at the district, starting as admin support specialist in 2005, then moving to senior admin support specialist in 2012, assistant district secretary in 2017, and currently is serving as the district secretary. As district secretary, Christina manages the board office, facilitating all board meetings and closed sessions, and overseeing all aspects of board administration, including board committee packets and agendas, preparation of meeting minutes, and finalizing agreements and contracts. She does a great job working with staff to ensure all packets, minutes, and resolutions are complete and accurate. Christina also regularly updates the OCWD website, board calendar, and director's manuals. She supervises a department of five, coordinating staff's weekly schedules and duties. Congratulations, Christina. Next is Jim Hammersmith. I'm pretty sure Jim did not make it. I'll read his history here. Jim began his career with OCWD in October 2005 as an instrumentation and electrical technician. He was promoted to shop lead in April 2006 and later advanced to the role of maintenance scheduler planner in 2010, a position he continues to hold today. Over the past two decades, Jim has played an integral role in the growth and success of the INE department. His ability to efficiently procure materials for repairs and improvements has been outstanding, consistently ensuring that work progresses without delay. Jim also demonstrates exceptional skill in collaborating with vendors on projects and professional service contracts, helping maintain seamless operations across treatment and facilities systems. Jim's extensive experience in the instrument and electrical trades provides him with a rare and valuable perspective. Whether writing work orders, coordinating with technical staff, or sourcing specialized parts, he applies his deep trade knowledge to ensure quality and efficiency. His expertise allows him to communicate effectively with vendors and tradespeople alike, leading to practical and well-informed solutions. Throughout his tenure, Jim has distinguished himself through his technical proficiency, attention to detail, and commitment to continuous improvement. His contributions are vital to the department's ongoing success, and he remains a highly respected and dependable member of the team. Congratulations, Jim.
Yeah, I got you.
Next is Janice Kovacevic. Janice held several roles at the district, including admin support specialist, senior admin support specialist, and executive assistant in the general manager's office in 2023. Janice compiled all regulatory quarterly reports due to the Regional Water Quality Control Board for both GWRS and GAP. These crucial reports were always completed on time and without any issues. This is a testament to Janice's attention to detail and understanding the importance of these documents. Janice has always been a team player, willing to lend her help to any department that needed it. That was the case when she worked for water production and is the case today in her current role as executive assistant to the general manager. She received Employee of the Year in 2010 for her outstanding support of more than 60 staff in a water production group during her time in the department. Janice has a smile on her face. One of her responsibilities is to manage different employee events, which she does very well. Janice's most important job is to always laugh at the general manager's
questions. Thank you, Janice.
Next is Ray Krause.
Oh.
Ray is our senior office assistant. She assists numerous departments on a daily basis with reception, coverage, and meeting and tour setups. With the district's abundance of tours, Ray is constantly on the move, assuring all meetings and tours are set up with care and precision. Ray is courteous and gracious with guests at the front desk, and when handling incoming phone calls at reception. Bria is very conscientious about her work, and it shows in her attention to detail in all her duties. Bray may be the most liked employee at the district. She is always smiling and always has a laugh. Anyone having a bad day knows to seek out Ray, and you will soon have a smile on your face. Thank you, Ray. Next is Dave Mark. Dave was hired in 2005 after spending half a career in environmental consulting. He is currently a principal hydrogeologist. Dave quickly displayed his abilities and received the Employee of the Month Award in 2008. For many years, Dave emceed the all-employee meeting until he was censored by the HR department. His sense of humor can cross the lines. Since he started, Dave has managed the North Basin Groundwater Protection Project, including numerous depositions and trial testimony. He's a member of the Alamitos Barrier Joint Management Committee. Dave is the de facto leader of the Orange County Water District Backpacking and Camping Club. And Dave supervises and mentors three staff. Thank you, Dave. Next is Don Supernaw. I'm pretty sure Don. Before moving into his current role in the R&D department in 2019, Don spent almost 15 years as an operator at the GWRS plant, coming on board in 2005 as a plant operator one and working his way up to senior plant operator three. The experience proved invaluable for his current role as a pilot systems operator in applied research in R&D. Don's role is to operate and maintain a number of pilot scale water treatment systems as part of R&D's evaluations of new technologies and products, ranging from new types of membranes and chemicals to novel sensors and water treatment approaches such as PFAS adsorption using media. And in doing so, he's helped make R&D's pilot program more reliable and more impactful. As part of this work, Don continues to improve R&D's standard operating procedures, troubleshoots all kinds of challenges with a great attitude, and works closely with R&D interns and staff scientists. Drawing on his years in operations, Don has a practical, detail-oriented eye for every pilot system and project requiring pilot testing. He keeps the ERC running smoothly by staying on top of maintenance for both in-house and vendor-loaned equipment, so new ideas can be tested consistently and with confidence. Don is also committed to safety, continuously strengthening and maintaining a solid safety program and staying current on the latest safety rules and requirements. Congratulations, Don. And next up is Sterling Bombus. Sterling? Sterling has completed 20 years service for the district in the main lab. He was initially hired in August 2005 as a lab tech in the organic section, transitioned to the inorganic section in March 2012, was promoted to chemist in 2013 and senior chemist in 2016. He has earned numerous commendations and employee recognition awards during his time at the district, including for calibrating and repairing automated metals digesters and assisting with a film shoot in 2013, working on an extensive microbiology method comparison for GWRS in 2014, solving auto titrator software problems in 2016, working overtime during the 2017 Christmas holiday to clear a backlog of samples due to an instrument malfunction, achieving 100% correct performance testing results in 2020 while working under the restrictive COVID protocols, detecting and promptly responding to a mechanical room flood in 2021, helping cover supervisor's duties as senior chemist while both section supervisors were out for 2 weeks in 2023, and providing valuable assistance with sample receiving and login after the retirement of Lorenzo Jackson in 2024. Besides being well-versed in analysis and user maintenance of every inorganic instrument and several organic methods, he managed several startup and validation projects for sophisticated instrument systems, such as our alkalinity auto titrator, including a complex software upgrade, PrepFast auto sampler and auto diluter for trace metals, and a segmented flow analyzer, again requiring a major software upgrade. In addition, and often at the same time as these projects, he took charge of archiving of paper records, served as safety officer and hazardous waste and glassware repair coordinator, prepared schedules for weekend overtime and GWS sampling, served continuously as an emergency response team member, served on several staff recruitment interview panels, implemented the coliform and Hock methods, and participated in critical peroxide quenching equivalency study for GWS microbiology samples. He has shown consistent strength in his work quality, maintenance of advanced instrument systems, dependability and friendly professional interactions, and mentoring of coworkers throughout his tenure at the district. He has consistently been one of the first to step forward to assist fellow team members on many occasions when we were first shorthanded in support personnel. He also assisted with glassware washing, stocking shelves, and other related tasks. Besides his professional accomplishments, Sterling is married and his wife is here tonight, and he is the proud father of two daughters. He resides in Huntington Beach. Congratulations. And there's one left.
We have one special one. And I'm pleased to present the 30-year service award to John Kennedy.
Wow, what a
great photo.
I know.
John was appointed general manager of the Orange County Water District in January of 2024. He is only the seventh general manager in the district's history. John has more than 40 years of experience in the water and civil engineering industry. He joined OCWD as a senior engineer in 1995 and later served as the district's executive director of engineering and water resources. John's expertise has been vital in developing and administering groundwater basin management programs, implementing capital projects, and establishing district water rates for groundwater pumping. He is a registered professional civil engineer in the state of California. Thank you, John, for your years of service to the district. So with that, I believe the board, if we can exit the dais, will present the awards.
Yeah, we put the logo or something.
Yeah. Step back just
there we go.
Thank
It's boss.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
One, two.
Tell them that joke.
Yeah. Oh, stop it.
And on behalf of the board of directors, thank you all for your commitment to public service. You guys do all the work around here, and we are so appreciative, and thank you very much. Is there any other comments? Any other comments at that time?
Yes. Mr. Chair, if I can, please.
Yes, please, Mayor Mesqua.
I just want to say congratulations to everyone. It's wonderful to see all the years of service, 20, 25, all of them. So congratulations to everyone.
Yes.
I'm just going to suggest that maybe we get an OCWD seal or logo or something. So it looks a little less like we're in a prison.
They'll get it for my 40th anniversary.
Congratulations, everyone.
Okay. Mr. General Manager, are there any items received too late to be agendized?
There are none.
Great. Now's the time for visitor participation. Members of the public may address the board on items that are within our subject jurisdiction. Anybody from the public like to address the board at this time? I see none online and none in the chamber. So we'll move right along. That will bring us to the consent calendar, which consists of items 3 through 22. They'll be taken with one action unless a member of the board or the public asks for it to be pulled for separate consideration.
Move the consent calendar.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Madam Clerk, if you'll call the roll, please.
Call Director Mesqua.
Yes.
Director Bilodeau.
Yes.
Director Green.
Yes.
Director Jung.
Director Jung, aye.
Director Meeks?
Yes.
Director Nguyen?
Yes.
Director Sheldon?
Yes.
Director Tran?
Yes.
Director Wigan?
Yes.
Director Yeo?
Yes.
Motion carries unanimously 10-0.
Great. That brings us to the Santa Ana Watershed Project Authority update. I participated in the meeting, as did Director Jung and Mayor Mesqua. I don't recall there was any very substantive items on the agenda. There was just some updates that were given, and there was an RFP that had been issued, and some discussion on that. And the agenda is contained in the packet. Next up is the water resources summary.
Yeah, that report's in the packet and staff can answer any questions.
Are there any questions? Seeing none, that's informational. Next is a committee conference meeting reports. The Water Issues Committee, Chair Green.
Agendas contained in the report.
Great. And Admin Finance Chair Yeo.
I wound up chairing that meeting, so it's in the back of the agenda.
Great. And there are reports on committees, conferences, meetings attended at district expense at which a quorum of the Board of Directors was present. I should probably report out that I did travel recently with the general manager to Saudi Arabia, and I appreciate the district for picking up my Uber ride to the airport. That was the total cost. And John and I both gave presentations at the conference, and I think they're well received, and you could probably find them on YouTube, perhaps in English and Arabic. So, yeah, I don't know if John, you had anything you wanted to add to that.
Sure. We were invited by the Saudi Water Authority. They actually came here and toured our facilities in September. And then they invited us to come over to this large water conference, international water conference, paid all of our expenses. And they want to do a GWS type project like we have. So we may be talking to them a lot, you know, in the upcoming months here. But they treated us very well, but they worked us also. We were giving presentations, interviews. We manned a booth. We didn't have much time to do anything else other than be in the conference.
Yeah. There was no free lunch. And we did tour some amazing ocean desalinization facilities. They're massive that they have along the Red Sea. Very impressive. That brings us to verbal reports. President's report. I just wanted to wish all of our staff and their families a happy holiday. And the general manager's report.
I have two items. The first is that we received what is called the Golden Gate Recognition Award from Cal OSHA. This is an award for employers that have implemented successful, well-established safety and health management systems. This recognition acknowledges district's strong safety culture and its ongoing investment in employee health and safety, training and awareness, regulatory compliance, and best practices. So we were very happy to get this. And I want to acknowledge Paula Bayunas, who's this safety and risk management director. Thank you, Paula. The second thing I wanted to mention is that right before Thanksgiving, we had a lot of rain and we captured about 16,000 acre feet of water behind Prado Dam. So the last 3 weeks, our recharge guys up in Anaheim have been trying to get that water out of Prado Dam as quickly as possible and get it into our recharge basins in Anaheim and Orange. And as of yesterday, we got all the water out. Prado is empty now. And we see there's another potential big storm coming up around Christmas, and we're well prepared to capture a lot more water now with Prado being empty. So I just wanted to make the board aware of that.
That's great news, John. Thank you.
And that concludes what I have. Yeah.
Great. Next up is director's reports. Are there any directors that would like to give a report tonight?
Yeah, when I do that, President Bilodeau, earlier this month, I attended Aqua meeting in San Diego with directors Green, Tran, yourself, and I believe Director Jung was there also. And I attended one of the workshops where Mayho was one of the panelists member talking about how AI can assist organizations like OCWD. And I believe that we have tons and tons of information on paper, right, in one of the rooms. And, you know, I would encourage the staff to start figuring out ways to get that digitized and so that we have all the knowledge before people start walking out of this, this, you know, before people start retiring, we ought to be able to capture all that information and be able to create a tool. Let's call it Ask Mayhol or Ask John, you know, and so that you know we can quickly get to resolution if there are issues. I see tremendous opportunities out there for us to pursue something like that carefully. So, thank you.
Great. Kathy, go ahead.
Also, our general manager was also on a panel during that time. And then that was my final conference as Aqua president.
Yes. Any other reports? One thing I neglected to say was in my travels, Gina Ayala and her staff helped me tremendously in preparing a PowerPoint presentation. And it's not always easy, but she made me look intelligent. So, I'm really appreciative of that. So, I really thank you for all the efforts. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. So, with that, the general counsel's report.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. President. So we're going to continue. If anybody had any questions, I'll take them now. But if not, we have some closed sessions to attend to. Okay. I don't see anybody bouncing up. So, all right, two closed sessions this evening, both pertaining to the South Basin case. I'm just going to read one. It's the same basis. OCWD versus SABIC and OCWD versus Sanmina, pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.9 A and D. And with that, I recommend recess to closed session.
Let's go to closed session.
Shall I go ahead?
Yes.
All right. We've returned from closed session pursuant to the two items on the agenda. And out of the closed sessions, there are no reportable items.
This meeting is adjourned.
Happy holidays, everybody.